With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Foreigners who are allowed to come to the U.S. without a visa could soon be required to submit much more in the way of paperwork. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The Trump administration is proposing a plan that would require foreigners to provide information about their social media, email accounts, and extensive family history to the Department of Homeland Security before being approved for travel. The announcement refers to travelers from more than three dozen countries who take part in the visa waiver program, and it's part of the president's stepped-up monitoring of international travelers and immigrants. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Affordability and economic concerns are high on the list of many voters' concerns, and Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says the GOP needs to pay heed.
It's up to Republicans now to make sure that they are not losing that steam when it comes to delivering. It means talking about no tax on tips. It means talking about no tax on Social Security and overtime. It means talking about the economic engine that's being produced, because no longer are the American people buying that this is Joe Biden's economy or Democrats' fault. They're going to blame the party in power.
Days of torrential rain in Washington state have caused historic flooding, stranding families on rooftops in some cases and washing out bridges elsewhere. Washington Governor Bob Perkins says they do feel fortunate there have been no fatalities reported.
Our prayer has been answered that this time no loss of life has occurred. The situation is truly historic.
And meanwhile, getting trapped in quicksand may be the stuff of movies, but it happened in real life this week in Utah. Grand County first responder John Marshall.
We laid the ladder down, brought out the traction boards, were able to lay those down, and now we had a firm platform in which we could work from. And we were collectively able to dig faster than Mother Nature could try to refill in the hole.
This is SRN News. A legal victory for girls' sports in the state of Colorado.
A settlement has been reached between several districts and the Colorado High School Activities Association that will allow those districts to keep boys off their girls' sports teams and out of girls' locker rooms. The CHSAA has been threatening to ban all teams from those districts from playing sports unless they embrace the LGBT agenda. The U.S. Supreme Court is about to hear arguments on two state bans on males and female athletics. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christianity continues to wane in the United Kingdom. In 2020, the Christian share of the UK's population was less than half, while the share of the religiously unaffiliated increased to 40%. And now there are reports of people turning to ancient British history, folklore, and nature as sources of their spiritual nourishment. Stone circles such as Stonehenge are becoming pilgrimage sites once again. This is SRN News. Education Secretary Linda McMahon says President Trump is attacking a failing American education system head on.
This is not acceptable. We cannot be seen not only what we see across the country, but also where we fall on international rankings.
Today is Wreaths Across America Day. Military Affairs Analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
What this does is to remind all Americans that freedom is purchased by the sacrifice of ordinary citizens who've been willing to answer the call. Of course, today we have a volunteer force, and we depend upon them to do the hard work of defending our interests here at home and abroad.
And on Wreaths Across America Day, donated green Christmas wreaths with distinctive red bows are set at gravesites by families and volunteers. More on these stories at srnnews.com.